Welcome to Roll 20 Miles. I'm your DM, Lillian Forrest. We're gonna go with the order that I have here. So we're gonna go B, Jonas, Oreo. So introduce yourselves, your characters, and, your stance on snow.
Okay. I'm B. I play Espen.
Yeah!
I have a lot of characters. I'm playing Espen. That's what we named Not Hiccup, is Espen.
Did I miss a session?
No.
You remember you had to leave halfway through.
Oh yeah.
Well, also I didn't name my character Espen until like the middle of January.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a new development. And what? Stance on snow?
Your
I like
stance
snow.
Stance on snow.
I will go outside barefoot in snow. Yeah, I like snow. It's not fun to drive in.
Yeah.
Because I've never had to. And it's cold. But other than that, I like snow. I like being cold. It's fun.
Okay. Jonas, your turn.
I'm Jonas. I play Bonk and Steve. And snow is amazing and is great fun to drive around in parking lots in.
Oh,
as long
boy.
As you specify in parking lots.
Yeah,
that's
I did.
It's concerning to me.
It's very so concerned. Much fun, though.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I am Oreo, I play Balazar, and I have a very complicated relationship with snow. You see, my family is from the Midwest, so we're very accustomed to snow. Like, we're fine just driving in it. And, yeah, I used to love it, but now I've kind of grown to hate it because, well, I drive now and I've had to drive around in snowy conditions and it sucks. Like, nobody else knows how to drive. So, I mean, I have that going for me, which is nice. But my point still stands. Okay. The other side to that is that I'm a senior in high school, so, like, we can... And our school makes up snow days at the end of the year. So if we have a bunch of snow days, we would have to make them up at the end of the year. But then I would be graduating a week before, so I can have as many snow days as I want and not have to make that shit up. So because I'm graduating. So
you are so right. That is so cool. I never thought about it that way.
So I love and hate snow.
Like, my stance on snow. Sorry.
Like, a little is fun, a lot is a problem, and a lot is dangerous. Alright, go ahead.
Yeah. My stance on snow is that it's problematic. That's a joke. Hang on, I need to take the plastic knife out of my coffee because that's going to be a bad sound. And it fell on the floor. Where's that dice? I dropped the dice somewhere. Nope, it's right here. My stance on snow is that it's very pretty to look at, and I think it's actually really important for, like, ecosystems. But at the same time, it's a pain in my ass, and I have to do my chores in it, and it freezes the goat's water up, and I live in the middle of nowhere, which means I'm the one who can't come to D&D. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you have memory issues, I would like
Yay.
To see what you guys can try and remember from last time you played the main session. Main campaign.
I'm completely blanking.
I
have absolutely no idea.
I didn't take notes.
No.
I remember... Oh. What?
So pretty much what happened is we took a train to Drury Lane, and then we tortured a ginger, and some of us went to Checkered Cheese while Steve stayed behind and assaulted a military dude as the gingerbread man. And then something happened, and I think there was an explosion, maybe?
Okay,
Hold on. What?
You can, so, Oreo, Balasar killed a military lady.
Yeah. Military, I remember that.
Camp injury lane was exploded. Guys kidnapped a dude who's now just basically a guy in a bag. I forget you guys have him. What did we name him? He looks like Josh Hutcherson, doesn't he?
Oh.
I don't take notes on names.
We probably named him something along the lines of William Afton.
No, his name's Moore.
Oh, yeah.
M-O-R. Like mortal. So you have him. You guys went to... What did I name that town? I actually named it. So you guys made it to Maleep, where Balasar and Bonk were dealing with a in-shock Steve. Because you guys saw the little vision of Pixie being killed. And a fancy lady walking out of a grave.
I think that's when I had to leave. Maybe.
Close to it, because I also remember Bonk and Balasar dancing in the streets for money, and Bonk asking for a gun.
Oh, yeah.
But Bonk
is the most mentally stable out of us, so... I'd imagine you would remember it. Jonas.
Oh, Jonas.
He's the most mentally stable. I don't know.
Yes, I very much am.
Yeah, so I really would expect him to remember all this, so...
You guys eventually get on the ship with Tay. I kind of just bullshitted you onto the ship. I think you guys really don't care about railroading, do you? You like being told where to go, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unison. So I need to just start railroading you guys more.
That sounds like a sex joke, but yeah. Am I wrong? No.
No, I'm not. You're not. That's not the problem.
The problem I don't know what that would be referring to.
I don't know either. It just sounds like it probably is.
This sounds like a sex joke, so I'm going to point it out because it's funny.
Yeah,
exactly. Unlike other D&D podcasts, our sex jokes don't make sense.
Yeah, because half of us are on the ace spectrum, so...
I think 3/4 of us are.
Yeah.
3/4? Yeah, that's right. You guys got a ship. You met Tay and Windex. Windex is definitely inspired by another small kid from a different thing. Windex is a hot dilf. You guys got on their ship. Windex did try and stab Steve several times, and I think where we left it was Steve woke up, and what the fuck is your character named? B.
Me? Yeah. Espen.
Espen. Steve woke up, looked Espen in the eye, and was like, "What are you doing here?" And Espen's like, "It wasn't my fault that Pixie's dead. I didn't send the letter. I'm here to make sure you take care of your dragons." And Steve's like, "Well, I get that, but my friend's dead, and your name?"
Espen?
Espen was like, "No, I didn't do this. Knock it off." And I think that's where I left you. I think Balasar was just upstairs up on the main deck doing ship stuff. So he can come down. Because there's now, I think, a big argument.
Because I'm not brain dead anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll come downstairs and I'm like, "Bruh, what? Why are you yelling?
What's happening?" I'm sorry, so I got lost.
Steve and B's character... that I totally remember the name of.
Espen.
We're arguing. Espen. So Espen and Steve had been arguing. And, like, Steve just kind of was like, "Ugh, okay, whatever, fine." So that's where you guys are at. You're on a ship. You're trying to head to the other continent. and there was an argument. Tay has pulled Windex back slightly because Windex has a bunch of knives again, and she's grinning.
So my character comes down, and I'm like, "Guys, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are you yelling? What's the deal?"
This person over here is so annoying. Keeps bothering me, and it's just so annoying, especially after the death of Pixie.
Okay, well, suck it up. I'm trying to pay attention to where we're going.
Oh, he got you good. This is Windex. They're just sitting over next to their father, just like grinning.
Shut up. Don't instigate. God, I can't believe I have to be the fucking father here.
Actually, my father, Tay, was a father. I do not think that you are a father.
Okay, well, Tay can frickin' act like it, so.
These are not my children. My children are Windex. My child. I don't have children, it's a child. My child is Windex. You guys are here to get to the other place. I'm just trying to make sure you don't kill each other.
Okay, well, Tay, Steve, whatever, quit being dickheads. I'm trying to, I'm trying to steer the ship, and I would like it if there aren't
steer the
any...
ship? My ship? You mean my ship? You're trying to steer my ship.
Well, I'm the one maintaining it. I'm the one that's up here doing ship business. You're the one down here that's arguing with Steve over whatever the hell you're arguing about.
I'm the captain of this ship, and it is my duty to make sure that a murder doesn't happen on my ship.
Okay, well, I don't care about a murder, so sucks to suck.
I'm going back to sleep, and then Steve, turns the other way in the hammock. Like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, you roll over in bed.
Yeah, that one.
So now you're, looking at the wall?
Did B just change their profile picture?
I did, and now I'm not entirely clear on what's happening, but that's okay.
Okay, Espen has just been standing there as Balasar has come down and insulted Tay.
Yeah.
So Windex, seeing that Steve has rolled over again, is going to escape their father's grasp. And, what's your AC, Steve?
No.
14.
Oh, no, my dice! I dropped it. Okay, they miss. Oh, so Tay walks over and everyone can see in broad daylight them wielding two very nasty daggers. Where did they get these daggers? Probably from their treasure chest of daggers. Tay just picks Windex up and goes, "No more knives. We're going to head upstairs now. And if there's a murder, I want the body thrown off the ship. And somebody else has to write the letter to the parents."
At this point, I've walked back upstairs to go back to my business because I couldn't give a shit.
So now it's just Espen and Steve, and I think Bonk was upstairs on the main deck.
I'm gonna go follow Balasar because Steve hates me.
Okay. Steve, how are you doing before we move on from Steve? You finally came out of your shock to Espen.
Steve's not very happy right now. He's half dead after getting stabbed a couple of times. So,
Oh, that's why you have no health. I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, why does Steve have absolutely zero health? It's because Tay stabbed you a bunch. Windex stabbed you a bunch, not Tay. So he's just gonna nap more?
Yeah.
Okay. Balasar, you head up to the main deck, And once you're up there, is there anything you're wanting to do specifically? Tay himself is heading up to the top of the ship to the guy that he entrusted to steer the ship, to direct him not to let Balasar steer the ship.
Do I see Tay walking up kind of behind me?
I think Tay was Tay in front or behind you?
Behind, I want to say, because I don't know.
Okay, then yeah, definitely. If not, you definitely hear Windex complaining that, come on, I just wanted to stab him. Everything would have been better if he got up and helped us. You're always talking about how you don't have enough hands to do the ropes and stuff, but then you don't hire anyone new. So if I can motivate them with torture... And Tay is like, no, Windex, we do not hurt people to get them to work. This is happening as they walk behind you.
Okay, so I don't care about the conversation, but as Tay's walking up, I'm kind of like, what are you doing up here?
What am I doing up here?
Yeah.
I really should have vetted these guys before I let them on my ship. Yeah, this was a bad choice, Dad. Balasar, right? That's your name, right? Balasar?
Yeah, the one and only.
Okay. This is my ship. I can go anywhere that I please to on this ship.
And?
You seem to be... what's the word for it? I don't remember the word, so I'm just going to be calling you rude. You seem to be very rude about the fact that all I'm asking is for a little help to get you across the ocean. No, I'm not asking you to pay with your life. I'm just asking you to work while you're on the ship.
Yeah, and that's what I'm doing. My buddy here is bickering about whatever, about who stabbed who, like it's any of my business that they're shouting about it.
Exactly. I'm going to go do ship business, Tay. And Windex, my child, they set Windex down again and take Windex's knives. Go have fun or something. No stabbing. And Windex runs off. And Tay starts to walk up towards the ship wheel.
I empathetically just go back to my ship business, to my whatever I was doing before.
Empathetically or apathetically?
Apathetically.
Okay. Espen, you come up behind them, confused on what they were talking about, because that's just the characteristics of Espen. The dragon who dropped you off has already flown away. That's all great. Where is Bonk at the moment? What is Bonk doing?
I think Bonk's just... I think Bonk's just working on the ship. Just...
Okay.
Cleaning stuff, pulling some ropes around. You know.
Okay. Is there anything that you guys want to do? Like, either to... build a skill up, or just talk to people, find out information about where you're going, because I'm going to say this first part of the journey is going to take a couple days, so you have... I'm not going to make a sit through 3 days of just boring roleplay. But if you want to stay as a mutiny, you could. I am not telling you you should. I am just letting you know there are many options. And I could even roll on a encounter table, if that's what you guys want.
Bonk's gonna try to figure out how to use his gun that he got.
Okay. Yeah. What type of what would you use to learn gun? Roll American. No.
Roll American.
Intelligence or dexterity?
Rolly geehaw.
It probably be intelligence.
Okay, what I'm going to say is, first roll intelligence, you have to pass intelligence checks, and then you have to pass dexterity checks to, like, be able to use it correctly.
Okay.
It's going to be, like, a DC 13 of the intelligence check. How bad is Bonk's intelligence?
Zero. You could pass that. Plus zero. Well, Bonk's, I'm not the smartest, but is 6 higher than 13?
So Bonk, you're sitting, you're on your break right now, and you pull out your gun, and you're looking at it. By the way, who has the head? Who's carrying the head?
I believe that's Balasar.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anyway.
Don't die.
Sorry. Bonk, you sit down on your break, and you pull out your gun, and you're looking it over, and you're, I'm gonna roll. Okay. Okay. So you're looking it over, and you're, like, opening things up, and looking inside, and sticking your finger down the barrel. You just don't quite understand. You've seen how people use it, but when you hold it out, and you click the button, nothing happens? So what does Bonk do with this information of this weapon not weaponing for him? Give me some thinking or description.
He's just gonna, like, just use it as intimidation tactics from now on, because he knows that they're scary, he just doesn't know how they're scary.
Okay, cool. He can also, if he ever feels inclined to, can ask somebody else to also roll an intelligence check. And or if they are the type of character to know how to use a gun, they can just know how to use it, maybe. I'll see, depending on who you ask. So,
yeah.
That's what Bonk does this, I guess, first day. Does Espen or Balasar do anything specifically?
What's going on?
You're on a ship, there's people who are working, you're headed to the other continent, but there's a stop between the continents that you're gonna have to go through. Tay is always running around. Balasar, how stabby do you look? Like, how likely are you to be stabbed? Like, if somebody was...
are you?
I have a very high AC, and my skin is all...
Oh, you're in, like, super armor, aren't you?
Yeah, so, like, what's the opposite of stabby?
Blunt?
Unstabby.
Yeah.
Unstabby.
Unstabby. I'm very unstabby, like... If you were trying to stab me, I feel like the knife would just kind of poke my scales. It's like...
Oh, hang on. Now I need a roll for that. She tries it a few times, but she gets bored. So, like, Tay comes up to you, like, she's sneaky, and then she goes, ha! But then it, like, slips off your, like, scales, and she's like, what? And she tries again. And she goes, why are you boring?
Why are you trying to stab me?
What?
Why are you trying to stab me?
Because it's fun.
Well, go try stabbing somebody else. I'm sure they're...
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Back towards where the sleeping cabin is. And if Steve hasn't done anything so far, Steve needs to roll a perception check.
Steve was just sleeping for the first day, pretty much.
Okay, I want Steve to roll a perception check then. If he's out, he needs to roll with disadvantage.
Wait, what was the first part?
So he's needing to roll, and if he's, like, been fully out, like, fully asleep, roll with disadvantage.
Wow, that dice needs to go in dice jail. I got a natural 1, and then I got a 2 on the next roll. So.
Okay. Steve, you are having probably not a very restful sleep as you're still dealing with everything that happened with Pixie. Hang on, my hoodie just came off. There we go. But you feel something poke into your side. It hurts a little bit, but it's like only 1 point of damage.
Okay.
And then there's a giggle.
Did I heal any from my sleep?
Sure.
Okay. So, full heal and then 1 point of damage, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Does Steve do anything with this knowledge that he has been poked with something pointed?
No. Not at all.
He's too traumatized to care.
Yeah, he's awake. Okay, but, like, deception. Pretending to be asleep.
Yeah, roll deception.
That's a 21.
Okay, so you hear Tay pause. She pushes the hammock a bit, so you're swinging back and forth. And then she scoffs and leaves the room to go back upstairs because obviously you're not going to react and that's boring.
Yeah.
Espen, are you doing anything or are you just bonding with the dragons?
I'm just bonding with the dragons.
Do you want to talk to the dragons again?
I like the dragons.
The dragons like you, Espen.
Yay.
So, the day goes by. You guys work on the ship. Tay doesn't really like Balasar, but he's chill with pretty much everyone else. He's wary of Bonk because Bonk did say that he was 5 and hung around his 8-year-old child for a bit, but Bonk is in fact not a child. So Tay keeps a little bit of an eye on Bonk, but he's not too worried about Bonk. Is there anything else you guys are wanting to do, or would you like to get to the destination?
Bonk's gonna learn how to do some cool tricks with his great club. Like, swing it around and make it do cool stuff.
Yeah. Like, performance-wise, or dexterity-wise?
Probably a bit of both.
So you can roll either one, and if you pass, like, 2 or 3 checks, then you'll get a +1 when you do those activities in battle.
Ooh. Let's see. The first one was a 17.
Okay.
And then do I roll another check?
How much time is he spending on this?
Pretty much the entire time. Like, he can't figure out the gun, so he's gonna try to figure out cool stuff.
Then go ahead and roll the other one.
22.
Okay, so, yeah. Did you say your great staff? Your great club?
Great club, yeah.
Okay. So when you do those, like, flourishing, like, activities, your dexterity things to make it look fancier or more intimidating, you can have a +1 to the attack.
Okay.
Are your characters really just going to sit on the ship for 3 days for nothing?
I mean, eventually, I'm probably going to want to, you know, try to interact with some other people.
Roll charisma. Just to see how much the ship likes you, because this is only the first half of the journey.
Yeah. Hold on. I think I have it. What's my natural charisma?
Let me check. Your charisma is +2.
Okay, so 11.
Okay, so about half of the ship likes you. The other half of the ship has seen how you have disrespected their captain, and they're not super chill with that, but they're not going to start anything with you. But they're definitely just kind of like, they're not the nicest, but they don't do it. They don't go out of their way to be mean to you.
Like they're just cold?
What? Like cold personality wise? Yeah.
Yeah. Good enough for me.
Okay. So, you guys spend your days on the ship. Steve may get stabbed a few more times by a small child unless Steve does something to stop said child.
Nope. He's just gonna sit there.
As you guys are floating through the water, Eventually, you arrive. If you see a giant, like, floating city in your, not peripheral, super far out because you're in a ship and it's just come into view, but it looks like a giant metal city. The giant metal city with, like, sparkly glass, and empires? Empire State Buildings?
Skyscrapers?
Skyscrapers, that's what it's called. And that's what you guys see, and Tay's like, okay, everyone, here's how it's gonna go. When we get on that, when we get blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, when we get over there, everyone gets their stuff, we get the ingredients, we get everything we need up off the ship. You guys know your crews. For the new guys, if you guys have something you want to do in town, you're welcome to. But you need to be on the other side of town by, let's say, let me check my logs here. By, in 3 days' time, you guys need to be on the other side of the town, where the ship should be. And we'll get headed over to the other country. I can't remember the name. It's not Vibra. Unta Thir. We'll be headed over towards...
Yeah.
Unta Thir's the country, not the continent, but you're headed that way.
Okay.
You're right and you're wrong. And I'm right and I'm also wrong. If you guys want, you're able to stick around with me. That is your own personal choice. Do be wary that this city is a very military-heavy operated system run by Vibra. So if you feel like something is going down, you need to step aside and leave it be. Why did you change your profile photo again?
They changed it
again. I like to.
It's
fine. Okay. Look at the little guy.
I see the little guy. He's just a silly little guy. He's so silly.
We're gonna go wander.
Yes.
I think.
It's a heavy town. It is very well populated. There's a lot of people in and out constantly. There's this, avenue? I think it's called an avenue. For the ships to float through. Do not touch anyone else's ship because you are my liability. But we get to the city. We load off of the ship. The ship floats through the city through the other side, and they vet us. This is a border crossing. Me and my crew, we do have a few things to do. It's up to you guys what you guys want to do. Just be at the ship in 3 days' time. Thank you.
Okay.
Good day. Don't die.
Don't die.
And Tay walks off to go finish prepping for the docking process. So you guys are floating up to this one slowly, but as you come up, you do actually see a line of ships waiting to enter town.
We're, like, on the land now, like, at the town?
And
not the ship?
Well, right now, you guys are in a line to get to the town. There seems to be several ships waiting for their turn to dock.
Okay.
There seems to be some closed gates up ahead, and you're not sure why in the world. There's such, like, there's like 4 or 5 ships before you guys that have to go through this gate.
How close are we to the other ships by chance?
How close can 2 ships get?
Not very, but not that far away.
Like, enough for jumping space?
I think you would have to, like, swing on a rope.
Okay, so enough for swinging space.
I don't think you could
jump.
Okay, now, hypothetically, if Bonk were to climb to the top of the nest and then jump...
He could try.
Isn't the mast in the middle of the ship?
It is, but it's also taller, so I think that it would give me more, a better chance of making it.
You can always try.
I guess you can try.
Okay, Bong's gonna climb to the top of the mast and then jump over onto the next ship.
Deck. Athletics. You said a 13?
13. Yes.
Okay. Bonk, you've had a lot of jumps in your life. But this one feels right. Can you describe to me how this one feels right as you're running off the edge? I want you to just try to describe it.
Okay, so, like, he knows that he can make it if he times it just right. So what he does is he gets, like, those 2 steps of momentum, and he starts to run. He jumps off of his 1 foot and then jumps off of his other, and he places
like a Mario?
His feet,
like,
when you run, it's like he runs
like a
and
volleyball
he gets
jump?
Yeah, like that.
But instead of going and vertical, like, you go horizontal.
Yeah. And like, okay. He places his feet just right, or like, it wasn't perfect, but it was just far enough on the edge to like push off of the side of the crow's nest.
Ooh.
And like, he flies over, well, he majestically...
Do a performance check.
He majestically falls through the air and like just barely grabs onto the tail end of the other ship. And performance is 7.
It was not that majestic. Bonk thinks he was absolutely the most majestic thing in the world, but everyone just sees like this, like, he just goes like arms wide, and you know how people look kind of weird? They're doing, is it egg beaters in the water?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what he kind of looks like. His arms and legs are out. He's like waving them as he flies. Flies?
Yeah.
But he grabs a hold. Sure. And he catches it. The people on the ship he just jumped off of are like, they're all panicking now. They're like, what the fuck, man? You just, why? We're waiting our turn.
Do you guys have any snacks? I'm really hungry.
Roll persuasion.
That's 10.
Okay. So right now you're hanging off their ship still, right? The other ship?
Yeah.
This dwarf comes up and he looks you in the eye. And he goes, we don't have snacks. And I don't know if you're supposed to be on this ship.
Is, Okay, I'll go to the next one and see if they have snacks. I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten in like a day at least.
Even though it's out of character, does Bonk know that he could have just asked for food on the main ship?
Yeah, he knows, but like, the story he's going with is that his ship is out of food. Or something okay. Along those lines.
Balasar, Espen, and Steve, you now see Bonk. He's still hanging off of the ship. This dwarf has like a bunch of scars on his face. Would you guys like to do anything with the knowledge that your friend has now jumped onto another ship?
I just kind of look over and like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm really hungry and I want food.
That's not your ship.
We but have food.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
Go follow Espen.
The dwarf standing in front of you puts both of his hands on hands that are holding. What is that line? I don't remember the line from that movie. Roll insight real quickly.
Ooh. Okay.
7.
Okay, Bonk, you cannot tell that this dude's about to, like... Wait. Bonk cannot tell what's going on. Other people might be able to roll an insight check if they want. That's up to you guys. You guys don't have a lot of chances to do things before I do what this dwarf wants to do.
Eh. Bonk should be fine. Eh.
Thanks for helping me up, buddy. That's really nice of you.
He starts to, like, pluck your fingers off. One at a time.
Oh, no, but, here, I'll just climb onto your ship and then jump over to my ship, okay? Can we do that?
And what do we get in return? You jump onto our ship.
You get me off your ship.
No, that's not how this works. I can just jump you into the water or stab you.
But...
This could have been an attack for all I know.
But I'm nice. I just want some food.
Oh, but your friends have already said you had food on your ship.
Well, I went to look in the cupboard and there wasn't any food there.
I don't live on that ship. I don't know that.
Oh,
flex another finger. Roll strength to keep your finger hold or try. What is Bonk trying to do? Is he just trying to like not fall off right now?
Yeah, right now. And then he's gonna try to like flip up onto the ship to like. Do you know what I'm trying to say? He's gonna like. Push off of the ship with his feet and like do a somersault onto the ship.
Like backflip onto your normal ship or onto the dwarf's ship?
Onto the dwarf's ship.
Okay, go ahead and is that strength or acrobatics?
Probably acrobatics.
Okay.
Eleven.
I'm gonna say that you start to flip over him, but he grabs a hold of your leg, so instead of like being able to land, you're able to get onto his ship, but you like face plant against the floor because instead of getting that nice spin that you would normally do, he like hits you in the air. And so you kind of just tumble to the ground instead. But now you're on this dwarf ship, and a bunch of people are now looking at you, and they pull out their swords.
No, it's okay, guys. I'm just passing through. And then, how close is the mast of the ship I'm on?
Probably like 50 feet.
And how many people are between Bonk and the mast?
Five. Yeah, five. Espen, Balathar, and Steve.
Wow.
It looks like Bonk, maybe.
Oop.
They're back.
Depending on your choices.
Okay, so believe it or not, I actually hold a little bit of respect for Bonk because, you know, he's been in our party for a little bit. So I'm going to go roll Intimidation against the whoever's attacking Bonk.
Okay, are you going to say anything? What are you doing to Intimidation?
I'm going to roar at him.
You can roar at them. Why are you thought that was?
Do I have any water powers?
Let me take the character.
Is intimidation? What's intimidation?
Your intimidation. I sent it in the Discord. You should.
No, but like, which one is it, like, for the modifier?
Charisma.
Okay, so 19.
Okay. You're proficient in...
Oh, I am.
It as well. Okay. You have a plus
a
six
plus two.
With... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, like... So, altogether, plus, like, the charisma plus the mod plus the proficiency...
Yeah. Charisma is six.
So that'd be 23.
Okay. So you give this loud bellowing roar, pulling everyone on that other ship's attention, and the dwarf looks over, and he sees a military man, and he pauses, and his eyes go wide, and he looks at the at Bonk, and then looks at the dragon man, and then looks at the at Bonk, and he goes, "You're friends with the military."
That guy's pretty cool.
Does his eyes go wide? Hang on, like this thing I'm about to send in the chat.
Let me see. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
That basically yes, because he's like, "Oh shoot, that there you go." Oh no.
Yeah.
Espen, you do have wild shape. You have walking and swimming wild shape now because you leveled up. So you can turn into swimming creatures. You guys intimidate them. So Bonk, you're not going to be attacked. What are you going to be doing now?
Attack anymore, Bonk's gonna climb up the mast of the ship that he's on to try and get over to where Steve and those people are.
Okay, so you're gonna try to go back.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and roll me athletics for all of it.
Six.
Okay. Even or odds?
Odds.
Okay. He lands in the water. He jumps a little. He gets that running start. He's doing good. And when he goes to do that, what he thinks is a majestic jump, that doesn't look majestic at all. He just didn't get enough oomph into his jump. And everyone watches this little gnome, dart off strong. And then as the ship moves out from under him and realizes the other ship isn't coming close fast enough, and he goes to land in the water in front of the other ship. The crew on the ship is panicking. Tay's like, get us some life preservers. I don't know. He doesn't want you to go under the ship because that is a method of torture. I remember learning that. I don't remember when.
It's just a form of death.
No, you won't can survive it.
You
can survive it. Yes. They would throw you
jumping off
the
building.
And if you survive it, then they let you back on the ship.
It's like jumping off a building. You're not supposed to survive, but you might.
Exactly. So the crew is trying to go and, get to him. What are Steve, Espen, and Balasar doing again?
Steve's gonna be like, hey, does anyone have any rope? Like, literally any rope, right?
I have rope, I think.
You're on a ship. What do ships have?
Oh, rope.
They have
but
a lot of
Steve
rope.
But Steve isn't sure which rope is important and which rope is not important.
Can I turn into a whale?
I think a whale is too big.
Okay. A sea dragon?
What size sea dragon?
About the size of a dolphin.
Yes. Yes, you can turn into a dolphin-sized sea dragon.
I would like to turn into a dolphin-sized sea dragon.
Do sea dragons have wings, or are they like Nessie?
I think it depends which one you turn into. So I'm going to try to turn into one.
What are you turning into?
I'm going to try to turn into one without wings.
Okay, so you're going to turn into a dinosaur. So you go ahead and are on the deck? Or
do I have to roll?
No, wild shape, you just use a spell. And we don't really track
Can
spell
I roll?
Slots here. You want to roll?
I haven't been able to roll yet.
Okay, you can roll for wild shape.
I don't want to because I have a feeling it will not be good because I'm not using my own dice.
But there is some... If you... Depending... Okay. Are you changing right on the deck? So there's just now a sea dragon on this ship that's probably not great for... the ship? Or are you gonna take a jumping step off and dive, and as you're diving you do the transformation?
Just on the deck. And then I'll kinda slither and move and get in the water.
Okay.
It's not
and
graceful. It looks bad.
It's perambulating.
Yeah.
What is
Nobody
the word?
Nobody else under that. Perambulating. It's not perambulating. It's not perambulating. No, it's slithering. It's using its tiny little legs to try to, a centipede, but not that many legs.
You had to use bugs. Okay, yeah. You slither off up and over, and you slide down into the water very smooth, because that's what this type of dragon is made for. And,
yeah.
Explain what you do next.
I'm gonna go find Bonk and kind of just wrap him in a hug with my entire body and swim us away from the boats.
Quick question!
Maybe I should swim us towards the shore.
Stomach? How are you wrapping
him?
Well, kinda. When you're a dragon?
You know when snakes.
Wouldn't that put him underwater? Oh!
No.
You're trying to strangulate him, but without the strangling.
Yeah, like a hug.
Jessica trying to strangulate him without the strangle?
Yeah.
Okay, Bonk, this creature comes up to you and tries to wrap itself around you. What do you do?
Well, before that happens, when Steve was asking if anyone had any rope, he's still, like, looking around trying to find some, and, like, he found some, and, like, what he does is he ties the rope to one of his crossbow bolts and ties another thing around, like, the railing of the ship, or, like, a part of the ship that's gonna be sturdy enough. He's gonna, like, shoot the crossbow bolt into the water, missing Bonk on purpose, and like, so that Bonk can climb up the rope.
Roll survival for how good your knots are.
12.
12? Okay, they're good enough. They're not the fanciest, but you've done a lot worse. What is Bonk doing?
Bonk's gonna climb up, or like, he's not gonna climb up the rope, but he's gonna scamper up the rope.
Roll me athletics.
Fifteen.
Oh, I wanted to fail. You clamber up the rope, and there's a dragon at the like right below where you were at, and it's looking at you like, I didn't get to help you. Is that right?
Looks very sad. Yeah.
Tay helps pull you up out of the water and like offers you a towel and looks down at the dragon and his eyes are like wide. And like, don't hurt us, please. Because dragons, not every dragon is known to be aggressive, but like, in such a populated area with ships, it's really not common to see a dragon, and while he may have seen you transform into it, he still has their natural, like, reaction to seeing, like, it's like if we saw a tiger in, like, we see somebody transform, but the tiger is still very intimidating.
Yeah. I'm stuck in the water. I don't think I can get back up, so I'm just gonna swim to shore and wait for the boat to get there.
Okay, so you swim to dock, and it takes probably like 2 hours for this ship to be able to get to the front of the line, and everyone starts to file off, and Tay starts talking to a guard, giving the guard paperwork, debating things with the guard as people are like carrying buckets and boxes, and you notice on your make me perception check, actually, anyone who wants to notice stuff going on with the ship.
Yay. I got an 8 plus something. What's the something? Hold on. I got 11.
Okay. Steve, do you want to roll?
Steve got a 4 and Bonk got a 9.
Okay. It's probably because you're not on the ship itself, Espen, but you notice because you had got up there earlier, you had watched a lot of the other ships. A lot of the people didn't bring this much stuff off of their ship. Like, even if they seemed wary about, like, who was moving their ship and what they were moving the ship for, they left most of the, like, things that they're bringing off. Tay's crew is bringing off food and clothes, what you think might be barrels of water or wine. You're not sure what's actually in it. This is seems to be uncommon compared to all the other ships docked while waiting.
This is what?
Uncommon compared to the other ships that you were watching. So once everyone is off the ship, Tay is holding Windex's hand, and the gates open, and with nobody on the ship, some ropes are connected to, like, the front of the ship by, like, there's rings. I'm gonna say there's rings, and they're clipped on, and these ropes are, like, with big carabiners almost. So it's like, tink, tink. And they're pulled into this... is it avenue? The, like... You know, like, in Venice, Italy, where they have... Instead of roads, they have waterways?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's happening with the ship. It's big enough for, like, any type of ship, and it's being pulled in. And there's a very obvious current where it is. Like, there's a man-made current so that the ship can be pushed through. And you are now free from the ship, and Tay and their crew start heading into town. Balasar is not active right now. So what would you guys like to do?
I want to explore.
Okay.
Bond is gonna try to find, like, a weapons shop or something that'll, like, that he could get cool stuff or, like, learn how to use his gun.
Okay. Tay looks at Espen right before he goes off, and he asks, "Would you mind keeping an eye on Tay? On Windex. My name's Tay. My child's Windex."
Okay.
So not every member of the crew is going with Tay. There seems to be people who do have things to do, but people who head off have those boxes, have those barrels, those supplies, and they walk off. Blanc, you're looking for more weapons? For your gun? You're doing gun stuff?
Yeah, either learning how to use a gun or looking for new cool weapons to add.
Roll me perception.
Blanc got a 10.
Okay. Bonk, there's a lot of different shops for a lot of different weapons. It's slightly overwhelming, but you come to one shop that's very open air, very friendly. Like, people are smiling, and from that, there's a person sitting at a small booth, and there's, like, signs all over this place that is like, "Free lessons on how to use your weapons, only $10.99, which you don't understand what the 99 is for. But it has a price.
Let's see. Bonk is gonna go over there and, like, yeah. I'm gonna go over there.
Espen, are you sticking with Steve or Bonk at all, or are you just going about what you want?
I'll go with Bonk.
Okay.
Steve doesn't like
me. So you guys... What? Steve? No, Steve does not. What is Steve doing then?
Steve's, he's gonna go head to the bar.
Oh. Oh dear, okay. Okay.
Actually, no. So, Steve is gonna do is he's gonna go try to find, like, a shop that, like, an adventuring shop that sells rope.
Okay. How much rope do you need? You have 50 feet of hemp and rope. Every single one of you have 50 feet of hemp and rope, even. Like, rope doesn't just go away when you use it. You could have pulled it up and then untied it from everything.
Well, yeah, but, like... Steve didn't have any to begin with.
Oh, weird. Okay. So, yeah, that can happen. Like, 2 gold, probably.
Steve is gonna try to pickpocket someone to get 2 gold, because.
He's out?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Twelve.
Yeah, you swiftly put your hand in somebody's pocket, pull out, like, let's say, 5 gold itself, they didn't even notice. Like, they just walked away. So now you have 5 gold that you can buy your rope.
Yeah, Steve is going to buy 100 feet of rope.
Okay, cool.
Like, in 250 chunks.
So, that would be 4 gold?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you have 1 gold left. Does he go to the bar after he has rope?
Yeah.
Okay. Funk and Espen and Tay walk up to this shop, and let me come up with a description for this NPC real quickly. She has pink hair. She's thin, pale, human. So that's who's sitting here at this, like, little booth part of the space. And you see people behind them, most, like, younger people or people who have never trained with a weapon. Like, in a class almost. And you walk up and she goes, "Hello and welcome to Misty's Weaponries."
Oh, hello, can you teach me how to use my gun? And Bonk's gonna, like, wave it around in the air.
Oh, be careful there, sir. You don't want to be waving your weapon around like that. That's a weapon, you can hurt someone.
Oh, this one is dangerous?
Most weapons are dangerous.
Oh. I didn't know that. But, like, what about this weapon? Is this one dangerous? And then Bonk's gonna pull out his gray club and do some of the cool flourishes he learned while on the ship.
Tay's eyes are black with, like, joy. The lady, she steps back a little and she's like, "Yes, that is very dangerous."
Espen, I won't wave with the wand anymore.
Espen, you watch as, Tay tries to, reach for Bunk's gun. Because she rolled her intelligence check and she looks like she understands it and she wants to give it a go. Bunk, you probably noticed Tay come up to your side, as you're talking to Misty.
Oh, hi, Tay.
Hi, can I try that?
Maybe let's not.
Oh, but I think I understand it.
Espen says no, so sorry.
You are so boring, Bonk. Why would you listen to the grown-up? One time, my father lets me not be at his side at this business. It's that. Anyways, can I have your gun?
No.
Please?
No. I don't know how to use it. And I don't know how to be safe with it.
I do.
But I don't. And I can't supervise to make sure you're doing it right.
No Windex. No.
Please?
No guns. Please? Only Bonk can have guns.
Only Bonk gets guns?
Only Bonk gets guns.
Yes, guns are actually very dangerous weapons, and you need to be trained in them by a professional to be able to use them. She looks at the small children in front of her.
So, I
am a little concerned on why this small child does have a gun in the first place. Are you his father? He looks at us. She looks at Espen.
No. Bonk is the same age as me. Or older. I don't know how old Bonk is.
Bonk, how old
I'm
are you?
I'm 8.
You're 8?
I'm 8. Yeah.
Windex says, "I'm 8 too!" And, Misty goes, "Oh dear, okay, so the way this place works is it's $10.99 per lesson, and depending on how long you're here is the more skills you can gain up over time. You're very welcome to come pay for a few lessons,
and you'll learn how to use that weapon correctly and never hurt anyone unless you're meaning.
Oh, okay. Is 8 silver enough?
No, you need 10 gold per lesson.
Oh. Espen, do you have any gold I can borrow?
Espen, roll me insight.
Fourteen, okay. I don't think I have any money. Oh, no, I do have money. No, sorry, Bonk. I don't think I have any money.
But I want to know how to use this cool weapon and how to be safe with it.
Maybe I'll double check my pockets. Do I have a bag?
You probably have a bag. You're like, what type of person?
I have an explorer's pack.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check my bag.
What's in your bag?
Oh, look at that. There's 10 gold in there. How did those get there?
Oh, that's awesome. Can I have the 10 gold?
All right,
so I can use how to, you know, stand cool.
Yeah.
Do you hand Misty the gold bomb?
Yeah.
Okay, so he directs Bonk towards, okay, hang on, I need a few to the wrong site.
30-20?
Okay. Anyway, since you guys do have to log off, I think I found a perfect spot. Bonk, you're so excited. This is so exciting. Nothing is suspicious about this at all. You're like, holy cow,
oh, no.
A place that is specialized in just for children to learn weaponry? And, like, she's gonna take me towards, like, this cool place. And, like, where there's children outside of it training, this entire place is, like, made of metal. I'm sure there's nothing concerning about why this place is full of metal in the middle of the ocean. You're not sure why there's a lot of alleyways that seem to have stairs leading down either. But you're super excited to get how to learn your weapon, and she takes you up into a room and closes the door, and she's like, hey, can I check how your weapon works?
Yeah, here you go.
Okay.
And then Espen, I hand her the gun.
Espen, you've been looking around this place a bit, and there's just been this sort of vibe that you've been trying to figure out while you're here. It's, again, not very natural. You're a natural type of dude. You spend your time with the plants and the dragons. Dragons don't really spend a lot of time in these war-ridden zones, let alone an entire metal city. And so one of the little dragons, is sniffing something, and they, like, sneeze, and they come over, and in the little dragon's voice, it's like, it's oil. Icky oil.
Oh, no.
And this is just happening as Bonk is walking off with the lady, and she's like, I want it too! Espen, don't you have more money?
No. I think we should go. We're gonna go get Bonk, and then we're gonna leave. We're gonna go find another place that has more weapons.
Oh, more weapons? Oh, Bonk! Tay calls out right as the lady closes the door. Bonk, she takes your weapon, and she hands you a bracelet.
What's the bracelet for, lady?
It's part of there's a lot of activities we do, and when you have the bracelet, we know that you can help us with those activities.
Oh, okay. And then Bonk's gonna put the bracelet on.
Okay.
On his left hand.
non-dominant
There's a little red gem over it next. It glows a little bit. You don't know what that means unless you want to roll Arcana, but you can also roll it next time. And she opens a stairway down into another area. Espen, you probably are headed towards the door, but it's locked.
Okay.
It's locked. Yeah, it's a short session today, but I like to have a
yay.
Okay. I'm Lillian Forrest, your DM. Thank you for listening. Please check out the YouTube, the Instagram at Roll20Miles. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please give us a review in 5 stars. We appreciate it. Word of mouth is also how podcasts travel. What is our fun fact for the day?
I don't know yet.
I don't know either.
Hang on.
I have a cool fun fact.
What?
The reason that people die when they get under the ship is because the barnacles scrape them to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought it was from the pressure of like being pushed under the water.
I just thought it was from the
barnacles.
Oh, nope. Wow. So if you scraped off all the barnacles, somebody could possibly survive it.
Yeah, because then they just kind of just be tumbling along the bottom of the ship.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow. And with that fun fact, we'll there's another episode eventually. Just keep on rolling.